الحمد لله الرؤوف الرحيم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الإله العظيم وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله خير من اتصف بالخلق الكريم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى أصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام اتقوا الله حق تقاته يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the beautiful characteristics in the teaching of Islam, from the beautiful qualities in the body of those good characteristics that Islam teaches us, is the characteristic of gentleness, of kindness, of flexibility, in all of its applications and meanings, in its vast implications, showing leniency and kindness in our dealings with others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from these beautiful characteristics is gentleness in our speech and gentleness in our actions. Being lenient, flexible, being kind in the way we speak to others, and being gentle in the way that we act, in our character, in our akhlaq, in our behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding this, it is by a mercy from Allah that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been made lenient towards them. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ If you were harsh and hard-hearted, then they would have fled away from you. So overlook their faults and seek Allah's forgiveness for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a mercy from Allah that He has made you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lenient, flexible, kind, gentle. And if you were harsh, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were harsh towards them, if your speech was harsh, if your actions were very strict, then they would have fled away from you. If your heart was very thick, and not being flexible with the Sahaba, then what would have happened? They would have not stayed with you. So Allah says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, overlook their faults, fa'fu anhum, and ask Allah to forgive them. Seek the forgiveness of Allah for your companions, and ask their consultation in the affairs. Consult them in the matters, even though the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives washing from Allah, but he is commanded to consult the believers so that their hearts would be at peace and they would feel inclined and happy with this asking of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is the kindness, it is the gentleness that causes us to lower our wing of humility to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. It is the lean, this gentleness that Islam teaches us, that causes us to show mercy, to show mercy to all the Muslims, to show mercy to those who are under our care, to show mercy and overlook in our dealings with others. This kindness and this mercy and this gentleness means that we must stay away from the opposite of the kindness and the gentleness, which is being forceful, being harsh, being brash, being violent. We must stay away from all of these types, and the hardness in our speech and the strictness in our actions and the obscenity in our behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, lower the wing of humbleness to those who follow you from the believers. Lower your wing, lower your side in humbleness to those who follow you of the believers.
وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ. Put your side down. Don't be strict and harsh, but lower your side. Be easy. Don't be hard towards those who follow you from the believers. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the most beloved people to me on the Day of Judgment are those who perfect or have the best in their character and their akhlaq, and those who lower their sides, they show love towards others and others love them. The best, or the ones most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are those who they have the best akhlaq. They lower their side to others. They love the others. They try to bring closeness, the ulfa, towards others, and they themselves are beloved in by others. The believer is gentle in his speech, in his actions, in his behavior, his attitude, in his way of dealing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding these believers, the servants of the Rahman, they walk on the earth hayyan, easily, gently.
وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا.
The servants of the Merciful One, they walk on the earth in gentleness. And if the ignorant ones address them, they respond with salam. Meaning they don't respond to harshness and evil with harshness and evil. When those ignorant ones address them with their ignorant speech, they respond back with something better than that. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The Mufassirin, they say, it means that they don't say something evil and harsh to them, but they say a good word. When a person, they act or say something evil, these people, the servants of the Rahman, respond with a word of kindness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us the gentleness in our speech and actions in order that the hard heart be changed to a soft heart. Sometimes a heart that is very hard and harsh, when it is spoken to gently and softly, then that hardness goes away. And the shell, the strictness goes away, and the heart is changed into one of love and softness and goodness. The strictness goes away from that heart. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah is gentle. Allah is gentle, and He loves the gentle, and He loves gentleness. Allah is gentle, and He loves gentleness, and He gives through gentleness what He would not give through other things. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever uses gentleness in his affairs, in his speech, in his actions, it beautifies it. It makes the speech beautiful. It makes his character beautiful when he has this characteristic of flexibility. And whoever leaves the flexibility and the gentleness, it makes his behavior, it makes it deficient and it makes it ugly. Beloved brothers in Islam, gentleness is a way to earn Allah's love. By being gentle, we earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah is gentle and He loves gentleness in all things. Allah is gentle, Rafiq, and He loves Rafiq, He loves the gentleness in all things. So by being gentle towards others and kind, we earn the kindness and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, O Muslims, be kind with others. Be gentle in your actions and dealings with others. Be easygoing. Be flexible. Be lenient when you take and when you give. And stay away from brashness. Stay away from harshness and strictness. And keep yourself away from being overly strict and harsh. Even in the way we call people to Islam, when we give da'wah, when we invite people to Islam, when we see evil and we want to stop it, and we see good and we want to command it, calling to good and forbidding evil, al-amr bil ma'ruf, it should be done with ma'ruf. It should be done with kindness. Commanding to good should be done with gentleness and kindness. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, shall I not tell you about the one who is forbidden for the fire, or who the fire is forbidden for him? Shall I not tell you of the one who is forbidden for the fire, or the fire is forbidden for him? He said, every person who is sociable, who is easygoing, who is lenient. Every person who is social and easygoing, easy in his character and lenient. Narrated by Tirmidhi, who said it's a good hadith. Gathering of Muslims, gentleness in this vast meaning, in this vast meaning of in speech, in action, in behavior, in character, this gentleness is required from every individual. Every individual. From a ruler who rules over the Muslims to those under his authority. From a judge when he deals with a court case and he's issuing a judgment or a punishment against a person. The kindness of one in responsibility for those under his responsibility. The father and for his children. The father for his children. The husband towards his wife. The husband towards his wife. Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good words to people. Say beautiful things. And the Prophet ﷺ said, عَلَيْكَ بِالرِّفْقِ. Be gentle, be kind, and stay away from harshness. Narrated by Bukhari. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is nothing heavier in the scales on the Day of Judgment than the beautiful character. There is nothing heavier on the scales on the Day of Judgment than the beautiful character. And Allah, He hates the foul and the obscene. Narrated by Tirmidhi, who said it's a hadith hasan and sahih. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, from the types of mercy and gentleness and kindness that we must have is that an employer for those who need employees. The employer should show, or the owner of a business should show kindness to those who work for him. As the Prophet ﷺ, he was described by Anas radiallahu anhu when he was asked, or when he was speaking of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas was a small boy who served the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said to me once for something that I did, why did you do that? Or something that I didn't do that I was supposed to do, why didn't you do that? He didn't treat him in that way, even though he was a young, small boy. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the beautiful characteristic, O Muslims, is that if we follow this characteristic of gentleness and kindness, we will earn the Jannah. We will earn the paradise in the pleasure of Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. In hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, it's a very, very important question, what is the thing that will cause the most people to enter the paradise? Very critical question. What will bring the most people into the paradise, the eternal happiness? He said, being conscious of Allah, taqwallah, wa husnul khuluq, and beautiful character. Being conscious of Allah, and fearful of Allah, and aware of Him, and obedient to Him, and beautiful character. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most terrible or the most evil of character and the ugliest of character is obscenity and harshness and lewdness in the speech and the actions. Being obscene in the way that one talks, using words that are inappropriate and that are unbecoming of the character of a Muslim. This is one of the things that is very much despised by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, he is not a believer, laysa mu'min, he is not a believer of the one who curses others, the one who attacks the character of others, the one who is obscene and the one who is lewd. Laysa bil mu'min, laysa mu'minu bil la'an. He is not a believer who curses out the other people. And wala fa'an, he's not the one who attacks or pokes the other believers or the other people. Wala al-fahish, and he is not obscene, he is not brash, he is not rough. Wala al-bathi, and he is not lewd, he doesn't use lewdness in his character or in his speech. Every characteristic that is accompanied by obscenity or lewdness, it is considered ugly. Every characteristic or every action that is accompanied by being lewd or by being obscene, then this is considered ugly according to the Sharia. In fact, it's ugly according to good character in general, and it is ugly when we just reflect on it according to our minds. When we think about this, this is something that is ugly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not obscene, or he said there is obscenity or foul speech is not found in anything except that it makes it ugly. And shyness, being shy, is not found in a thing except it makes it very beautiful. Being shy, having haya, when it is found in a thing, it makes it very beautiful. And being lewd in a thing, it makes it very ugly. Finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we say, oh, the one who has been given test by being put in authority over the Muslims, who has a position. Show gentleness to those under your authority. Deal with them in a beautiful and kind way. Show gentleness, show leniency to them. And woe to those who are harsh to those under their authority. Those who have been given authority and they use their hand or their speech to oppress and to harm the Muslims, who use harsh speech and action against the believers. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned us, saying, "O Allah, for those who you give authority over the believers, if they are harsh to them, so then you be harsh towards him." أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah in secret and open, day and night. Hold on to the obedience of Allah till the day you meet Him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the importance of holding on to the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. The importance of Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Tawheed the purpose for our existence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke of a man who comes on the Day of Judgment and his scrolls are laid bare. And all of his scrolls are filled with sins as far as the eye can see. 31 scrolls in every direction filled with sin. Until the man, he says, "I am destroyed." The angels, they take the scrolls and put them on the scale. But then the man has one good deed that is brought on a white card. This is called the hadith of the card. And on that white card is written, "La ilaha illallah." There is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah. All of his sins, all of the scrolls are put on one scale, and the white card that says, "La ilaha illallah," is put on the other scale. And when it is weighed on the scale, it outweighs all of his sins. This word of La ilaha illallah, it is the key to our success. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, once the Prophet ﷺ was riding with Mu'adh on a donkey, and he told Mu'adh, "Do you know what is Allah's right on His creation?" Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He said, "Allah's right on His creation is they worship Him alone and do not make partners with Him." And then he asked Mu'adh, "Do you know what the right of the creation is upon Allah?" Mu'adh said, "Allah and His Messenger know best." The Prophet ﷺ said that if they do that, they worship Allah without partners, then Allah will enter them into paradise. Allah will give them the paradise. And the ulama placed this hadith in the first chapter of Tawheed, showing us the greatness of Tawheed, and that if one truly fulfills Tawheed, all of his sins are forgiven. But the key, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is to hold that white card of La ilaha illallah until the day we meet Allah. To hold on to that and not let it slip away by doing any of the things that nullify La ilaha illallah. And in order to do that, we must learn our beliefs, our aqidah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, one final reminder is about controlling our gaze. As it comes in some narrations that The gaze is a poisoned arrow from the shaitan that enters the heart of the believer. So from the characteristics of the mu'mineen is holding their gaze, restraining their gaze, not leaving it to roam, but to hold it back. This is one of the things that would also earn great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيوننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان يا خير الحافظ احفظ المسلمين في سوريا وفي فلسطين اللهم احسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين اللهم نسألك حسن ختام لنا ولجميع المسلمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم نسألك أن ترحمنا في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله استغفر الله كبيرا الحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله الله
Allahu Akbar.